Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And this week I have some inspiration. I have some success stories, but not my typical type of success stories. As I've said before, I've stopped making those videos, but this is success with people who have used my manifestation technique to manifest a text from their ex. So if you have not been in contact with your ex and would like to be in contact, well, listen up. But first, I want to welcome back my no contact army. Have you been a good little soldier or a bad little soldier? And if you've been good, then you've downloaded our app Silencio to help you stay in no contact. The link is below every single video. And if you too would like to join the no contact army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read 2 free chapters before purchasing the book. Okay, I have a bunch of comments here of people who managed to hear from their ex after using the technique that I talked about in my video, How to Manifest a Text from Your Ex, and I will, of course, put the link up in the right-hand corner. All right, the first one says, it only took 2 hours to get a hi. Which, of course, I didn't reply to. Manifested a text again with more clarity, more specific detail at 10 p.m. At 11:23 p.m., the floodgates open and she cracked like an egg. I heard everything I needed to hear and more from her. All right, well, that was easy. Good for her, good for you and her. Okay, next one. What the F? I'm so shook right now. I just tried it out and not even an hour later, I got a message. Oh my God, that was quick. Congratulations. It worked for me, but it wasn't 48 hours. It was like 3 or 4 days, but it works. Okay, well, you know, some people manifest in an hour. Some people takes 3 or 4 days. We're all different. The next one. My ex broke up with me 3 weeks ago and has refused to speak to me or reconcile, and we have a baby. Uh-oh. I've gone no contact after my last attempt, and at this point have chosen to just stay no contact until he approaches me. I did this meditation at 11 p.m. and I was just woken up at 2:37 a.m., so a few hours later, with 2 calls from my ex. When I tell you he has refused to return calls, contact me, speak to me, message me, I've got nothing. Not sure what this means, but I'm in total shock that this worked. This is not a paid advertisement. I had to look at my phone several times to make sure my eyes weren't deceiving me. He called 2 times back to back. Wow. I'm not going to respond until he leaves a voice message or text with a real effort. Good. Try it, everyone. Feel it. I cried and really felt it when I did this meditation. Shocked. The next one is short and sweet. It works. He wants to try again with me. The next one, this did work, took 3 days to receive a text. They said they didn't want to leave things as they had been left, and they didn't want to lose me as a friend, that they wanted to meet for a talk. Okay, well, that's the beginning of something. Oh my God, this really did work for me. I was in no contact for 3 weeks. I did this, and he messaged me 50 hours later. I love how people are counting the hours. He sent me a random meme to which I just replied, ha, 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 and that was all. His very next text was about how much he misses me and my kids and how sad he is. I replied, we miss you too, and then didn't say anything else. A few minutes later, my phone rings and it's him. We talked for 2 hours about everything and agreed to start back slowly and see what happens. But that we wanted to give it another shot. I had also been manifesting getting back together with the intentions that we would move on from our past mistakes and start a brand new relationship. I've been working on my self-view and walking around with much more confidence. Right before he messaged me, I was getting random messages from guys and in public noticed men starting to open doors for me. They were attracted to my new self-confidence. He must have felt that shift in energy, he probably did, along with the no contact and the manifestations. I got my man back. Congratulations. Oh my God, I literally got a text 30 seconds after I did it. This worked. That's almost the fastest, but you do not have the record because someone actually left a message saying that they got a message in the middle of the meditation, okay, before they were even finished. The next one. After my partner and I broke up, we had a few not so nice conversations. At the end of one, we came to the conclusion that we shouldn't be talking to each other, at least for a while. They said they would not be messaging me no matter what. Yeah. I did this meditation 2 days ago in the morning, and this morning I saw they sent me a friend request on Discord while I was sleeping. So yes, it works, and I'm very happy and grateful. The next one. I did this yesterday. I wasn't sleeping and had anxiety for over 2 weeks. I was in so much pain. My ex sent me a voice note crying, saying he made a mistake. We had a very messy breakup, so I thought there was no way he would come back. This works. That's right. Next one. I fell asleep listening to this while trying to manifest a text. He added a close friend's story on his secret account only we knew about. It wasn't a text, but it was most definitely aimed at me. I did not open it to read it. He can text me like an adult. Instead of posting on social media, trying to stay strong during no contact. Okay, well, that's movement. That's something. So then I would just suggest that you try the meditation again in about a week. Next. I'd love to try manifesting him back. My concern is it ethical? I in no way wish to interfere with his free will. To which I responded, because I'm sure some of you out there are wondering about the free will. I said, people are not robots. They're not going to contact you if they don't want to. They get an impulse to contact you, which is what happens when you do the manifestation, and they follow through. You know, it's like when you get an idea to do something and you do it, does that mean that you're being mind controlled, that you've lost free will? I mean, how do you decide to do anything? You get an impulse, you get an idea, and you do it. So it's not mind control. And then she said, okay, then I'll try this with the best of intentions. Okay. And I have two more. My God, I followed your instructions, very skeptical about it. But after only 24 hours, I got a text from my ex after 7 months of no contact. It's amazing. I don't believe in coincidence. So thanks, Lucia. You're welcome. Yeah, it works even if you're skeptical. As long as you do it correctly, even if you're skeptical, it will work. And then finally, the last one says, can this work after 2 years of being broken up? Yes, darling, it can work after 2 years. It can work after 20 years. There is no time or space. So that doesn't matter. Okay, so hopefully these have been inspirational to you and you are interested in trying to manifest a text from your ex. And again, I will put the link up at the right-hand corner. And in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, contact me at theartoflove.net and we will send you the rates. The direct link is below. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.